Welcome back to another episode of Dentistry's Growing with Grace podcast. Join Grace and her guest of the week as they discuss lessons learned in the industry and explore unique insights into ethical growth.
Hello, welcome back to Dentistry's Growing with Grace. I am thrilled to share some very valuable information with you today with my friend, Brian Currier. Brian, thank you for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. So before we jump into the questions and all the great information, tell us a little bit about you and your company and kind of just the basics of what we need to know.
Yeah. So I actually started the company 23 years ago. God, I'm dating myself really badly. 23 years ago while I was in college in my parents' basement, kind of working my way through college. And basically started as just a generic IT company doing some IT stuff and got referred to a dental office who said, wow, you guys did a really good job, and referred me to another one and another one. And so we have spent the last 23 years supporting the technology in dental practices that enables their digital workflow. So the practice management, charting, imaging, we provide all the underlying IT, so servers, workstations, cloud services, firewalls, security, and the support that wraps all around it. That's what we do, and we've done it now for about 750 active dental practices that we manage with a team of just about 100 people spread across 8 states.
Wow, that's incredible. You are one of the few people I've met that started their business at a younger age than me. So that's cool. I started at 24, and usually people go, oh, wow. But to hear you started it in college is awesome. So yeah,
I'm hoping it works out, because at this point I'm completely unemployable anywhere else. So I'm really rooting for it.
Well, so am I. I think right. Most CEOs and business owners especially are not the best employees. So
there's a lot of truth to that.
Yes. So, let's kind of just look big picture for a second. Mm-hmm. Tell our viewers and our listeners, you know, what are some risks associated with IT security?
Yeah, that's a great question, a great starting point, because people, you hear a lot of noise about IT security, right? And people are like, oh, you need this and this. And why? Well, because security, right? Why do we take our shoes off at the airport? Because security. And people are like, what are we even talking about? So it's a great starting point. When we talk about IT security, these are threats to the actual IT system, right? So some of them have been around forever, like viruses are one, right? A system crash is another one. You use system crashes, you lose information. Malware is kind of a broad term. And the big buzz one within that, of course, is ransomware. Because malware used to be something as simple as, you know, a toolbar that got installed on your web browser that supposedly was going to save you 98% every time you shopped on Amazon, but in reality was harvesting passwords or something like that, right? But now we have the big focus on ransomware. And yeah.
So you just dated yourself more with that.
Oh, it's terrible.
20 something years in IT. So I just want to let you know, I remember that.
Yes. Yeah. And that, I mean, up until 5 years ago, that was one of the biggest things we worried about. Right. And now my kids, I tell them stuff like this and they look at me and they're like, okay, boomer. And I'm like, boomer, I turned 43 3 days ago. I mean, give me a break. So it's, you know, you have viruses, and obviously it can take a system down, but there's no real long-term systemic damage. Right. A bit higher on the scale of security concerns is a system crash, right? You server crashes or a cloud service goes down and information is lost, irretrievably lost. Now that's a bigger concern, because now we don't just have downtime, now we have downtime and data loss. And then kind of the third tier, the one we really want to be worried about, is, you know, hacking, data breach, ransomware, right? Because now you have downtime and you have data loss, and now you have either some financial, legal, or reputational repercussions, and most likely all three. And so the thing I want to focus on real quick is ransomware, because quite frankly, it's the worst of the worst, right? And so when ransomware was kind of a new thing a few years ago, it was what we call like Gen 1 ransomware, which was you'd wake up, you'd go, you'd log into, you know, Eaglesoft or whatever, and you get a little pop-up that said, good morning, I'm about to ruin your day. I've locked all your information. And if you want it back, you need to send, you know, X amount of Bitcoin to this address. Now that's a crappy day, right?
Yeah, it's, and you know, at least they said good morning. At least
exactly.
They were polite about it.
Honor among thieves and all that.
Before we go into detail on this, I just want to tell our audience, I've had clients, and I don't have a huge agency. Mm. I've got more of a boutique marketing company. I've seen clients get hit with this, with ransomware, mm-hmm. and it's because they didn't have strong IT support. They didn't have professional IT support. And in the situation that I witnessed, they paid it. And that's very painful because that money is going to a criminal. That money is going to someone who is very twisted. And you don't know where that money's going. And it just doesn't sit right in your soul. It mm-hmm. might sound like a tiny little security breach or whatever, but when it happens, it can be emotionally devastating. It shuts down your entire business until it's resolved. It hijacks your every thought until it's resolved. It is, mm-hmm. It's catastrophic in the business.
Yeah.
And it happens. It's not this, you know, mythical thing we're talking about here. This happens. Brian, what would you say to someone, like, how do these things happen? Let's go there.
Yeah, that's great. And before we do that, let me just preface this with this. So many IT people get up in front of either on a podcast or in a webinar or, you know, at some sort of live event. And there's this scare tactic. It's like, you know, the sky's falling. Now here, buy this thing, you know, or you will surely die. Right. And that's not how I present. That's not how our team works. Look, there's a little bit of reassurance in knowing that if you take some practical steps, statistically speaking, you're going to be fine. Now, look, anything can happen, but if you take some practical steps, you're going to be a much more unattractive target than the guy way over here, who's basically putting his head in the sand.
You may say that, Brian, but I think that dentists need, you can do a few things on your own. And if you're tech savvy, great.
Yep.
I am going to agree with that and add to that, that if you are not tech savvy, if you don't even understand what we're talking about here, you really should have professional support. It's a huge risk, but.
Well, and I would actually, to clarify that point, one of the practical things that you must have is a professional IT security company that is doing this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the days of kind of do it yourself and call the IT guy when the printer doesn't print or when a sensor works, like that's 10 years ago and before. It's just not, to borrow a clinical term, that is no longer the acceptable standard of care. It needs to be proactive. And part of that is, there are practical steps that you take, and there are also practical standards that you should expect of me as an IT provider. And we'll get into some of those things a little bit later. But to answer your question, like, how does it happen? Right? Because, you know, we've got all these bad things. How do they get into the practice? Really, they come in through one of three ways, right? They're going to come in through the doctor. They're going to come in through the team. Or they're going to come in through a failure of the IT system. And if I were to plot these out on a line from least likely to most likely, the least likely, assuming that to your point that you have professionally managed IT, the least likely is actually the IT system. Every single one of my clients has the same firewall, the same managed switch, the same Wi-Fi system, the same backup system. And the odds of those systems failing are extremely low. Right. So we move up the spectrum a bit, and now we're at the doctor or the office administrator, practice manager. There's more of a risk here because they have higher power within the IT system. Right. So maybe they have remote access. We've seen this where a client came to us. It wasn't a client of ours at the time. They were wanting us to clean it up, and they had been breached and all this stuff. And it's like, well, how did they get in? Well, the doctor had installed a free Google Chrome plugin so that he could remote in from home for free. Okay, yeah, he could remote in home for free. So could everybody else on the friggin' planet.
He probably shared that free hack in a bunch of Facebook groups too to tell everyone else how to do it.
Right.
Yes, and they were all applauding and saying, great job.
Yeah, it's a wide open tool that is so easy to get into. So there's things like that, you know, as we go up that spectrum of exposure, the doctor or the practice administrator, office manager, that's going to be kind of in the center. Again, there's practical steps they can take to mitigate that. We'll talk about those. But really, your biggest risk factor is the team. It's always the team. It's somebody in op two who's using their machine to browse Facebook or to check their Instagram or to surf TikTok, right? I always joke that it always just infuriates me that somebody's in the back of the office surfing LinkedIn, using your time that you're paying them for to look for a better job than the one you're currently paying them to not do. It's just mind blowing, right?
Well, and that is, this might make people think a little bit differently. So your employees might have some sort of clause or requirement where they're not allowed to use their phones in the office. They have to like check them into a cubby or something. So now as a default, they're using your devices to feed that social media addiction that is so very real. And I never even thought about this opening up security issues.
Totally. We really advocate when we get into the practical steps, we'll talk about that. But just tell everybody you can use your phone on break time and whatnot, but they need to be on the guest Wi-Fi. Don't even give them the internal Wi-Fi password. We'll get into that in some of the practical things. But you know, in terms of how this gets in, most likely it's going to be a staff member who is checking their personal email that clicked a link that downloaded an app.
Yeah.
That is the number one way it happens. So how do you mitigate that? Well, no personal email at work, period. It's a policy. And whether it's the biggest thing that you have for this is, you know, a good relationship with your team to actually have conversations with them about, look, you know, you're not allowed to be on Instagram on the computers. You can absolutely do it on your phone, on the guest Wi-Fi or your cell connection, no problem. But we have a responsibility to our patients and their families for the security of their information. We're investing in professional IT management so that the IT system takes care of that. But if you guys leave the front door open, IT cannot stop it. And if they check their personal email and it's like, oh, hey, here's this shipping link for this thing that you got that is actually some ransomware and they click and download it, I cannot protect you from that.
Yeah.
I can clean it up. But the best protection is to just say, look, I mean, it's ounce of prevention, pound of cure, right? Stay off the computers for non-business web usage. If you have your own devices, anything that doesn't absolutely have to be on the private Wi-Fi that has access to PHI goes on the guest Wi-Fi.
Yep.
And that includes the doctor's phone.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to add to this. A lot of people will say, you know, I want to purchase a website from you. And this is a different area a little bit, but there's a little bit of overlap when you talk about security. I want to purchase a website, but I don't want to pay for maintenance. I want to just maintain it on my own. I'm like, great. Do you know how to do a PHP update? Do you know what happens when your plugins are out of date? Are you concerned at all about, you know, HIPAA compliance with email? We update our websites daily and we check on the security of them daily, but a lot of agencies don't do that. They just let them, completely become vulnerable. And I think it's a lesser risk than what you're talking about and what you deal with, because we have backups of websites and there are ways to store. And we're not talking about patient information.
PHI, yeah.
Yeah, it's still a major thing for a practice to all of a sudden be offline. To all of a sudden, no presence.
And worse than that, because, I mean, yes, in some cases, it's not as big of a deal. And in some cases, it's a very big deal because if you have a WordPress site or something like that, and we don't do websites, we're just strictly IT, right? But part of the reason I don't do websites is because I don't want that ongoing management. I don't have the skill set to do it on the website. And here's what happens, right? So somebody, you know, you build a website and they go to an agency and they're like, build me a website. And I don't want to have any maintenance or hosting or anything like that. I just want to put it up on GoDaddy and forget about it. Well, those plugins and those algorithms, those tools that were used to design that, you know, there's a security patch that gets missed, and then another one and another one. And then ultimately what can happen is your website, a patient can go to your website and your website has been compromised, and now it's your website pushing ransomware to them. Mm. And so at what point does that become a liability for you? So right. I would never recommend, and again, I have no dog in this fight. I don't sell websites and I don't sell website maintenance. Fair enough. But I don't, and I can tell you as the guy who doesn't, I would never, we just redid our website and had this conversation. And it's like, this is what we're paying per month for management, because no, I'm not going to allow my website to get out of date. It would be the equivalent of somebody coming into an office, getting a bunch of work done, and then saying, no, I'll take care of my own hygiene until I die.
Yes.
This isn't going to end well.
Exactly. And so in my opinion, it's really important to keep these things up to date daily, and not let them fall out of date. WordPress sites are great. There's so much capability and so many things we can do with them, but you want to keep that security just like you'd want to keep your office IT security. Totally. And people who are listening, marketing agencies and IT companies are different entities. We are
totally different things.
We are different beasts. We design and write and work, you know, creatives. And there's a little bit of technical to what we do when it comes to development and security. Mm-hmm. But we are not equipped to be your IT company. We are different, totally different animals. So,
and I would echo the same thing with, you'll have IT companies out there who are like, yeah, we're your IT company. Oh, and we're your phone company, and we're your web hosting company. And no, you're not. Right. And that's a recipe for disaster.
Oh,
it just, there's 100%. Just too much to track.
Yeah, I often tell people to stay in their lane. I think sometimes business owners and CEOs get excited about additional streams of revenue where they're not actually the expert and they don't know how to actually manage that type of business properly. So yeah, finding the right people is half the battle. Any other things to share on this, Brian, with how do these things happen in your practice? Any other tips for that?
I mean, that's really it. You know, for the IT provider, the kind of the key action steps for the IT provider, make sure it's somebody who has very realistic standards. Some things are just not optional. You heard me talk about every one of our clients gets a level 2 firewall, gets secure Wi-Fi, gets the same backup, gets endpoint ransomware protection, antivirus. Like, there's a list of things, and it's like, they're not optional. If you're going to be our client, you're going to have these things, because I'm not getting that call at 7 o'clock where you had this happen.
Christmas morning, right?
Yeah, that's what it always at. Christmas morning or 4th of July, right? So that from an IT provider, they need to have those standards. You need to be extremely comfortable. And because they have those standards, they should have a $2 million liability policy that names you in the case that failure is because of their equipment. If they can't show you that policy, it's because they don't have those standards. So for the doctors and the office staff, look, don't use the free remote access tools, use business class tools, don't leave doors unlocked. And for your team, the practical steps there are, look, no personal computer usage at work, use your phone. Anything that doesn't need to be on the internal Wi-Fi goes on the guest Wi-Fi. And by the way, the only reason it needs to be on the internal Wi-Fi is if it needs access to patient information. Otherwise, goes on the guest Wi-Fi. You know, iPad that you're bringing in for, you know, some training or whatnot, guest Wi-Fi. All it does is an iPad for patient education videos, guest Wi-Fi. CERAC machine or a milling machine, that goes on the internal. Really, you should hardwire it, but you get my point. Those are kind of the key things that you can do. If you have those things backed up by an IT company that's properly managing it, statistically speaking, your risk factor goes way, way down. And this is, we're painting this with very broad strokes, and there's a very specific checklist that we use. But that kind of gives you a general idea where you're going to move towards the front of the pack, and the bad actors are always going to look for the low-hanging fruit first. Why should I break into this dental office that, you know, has an IT provider like AdvantageTAC that uses you for their website, so it's current, and they don't have any open ports on their firewall, and they don't have any free remote access? You know, could I, if I'm really good, could I get into that? Absolutely. Sure. Because nothing's for sure. But why should I spend all the time and energy to deploy ransomware here, where this person just has a Comcast modem And they don't have anybody that manages their IT. So a bunch of stuff is out of date and there's a bunch of open doors. If I can deploy the same thing and they're both the dental practice, which one am I going to go for? The path of least resistance. And so I tell people all the time, my goal is to not make you, you know, absolutely 100% hack proof. That's a fallacy. And I also don't need you to have the same security standards that Chase Bank does. I've just got to have you several levels above the guy down the street.
Yeah.
Who's going to be the more likely target.
Yep, absolutely. Well, thank you, Brian. And is there anything else you'd like to share before we kind of let people know how they can get in touch with you?
Yeah. Yes. Look, this stuff is very real, right? There is a risk out there and you have really valuable information. Okay, that's the bad news. The good news is that if you're working with an IT partner that's well qualified, if you're not going around them and doing things without their knowledge, and you have honest, open conversations with your team about what the appropriate use of your IT systems looks like, statistically speaking, you're going to be just fine.
I love that. And I want to add to that, shocker, I know, but what you just mentioned, don't do things without the knowledge of your IT professional. I just want to say, please don't do marketing things without the support. I have clients that do this too, that, oh, we're going to, you know, run an ad with you. We're going to try this other ad with this other company, but we're not going to tell you about it because they think, and the logic here is the more the merrier, that we can just try this and try this. Well, some platforms don't allow dual accounts, representation, and sometimes it doesn't
basically cancel out the work you're trying to do.
It doesn't make sense. Yes. Or when multiple people have access to things, or I'm going to go update my website over here, but I'm still going to have this company do the SEO, and then we lose access to half of what we need to do our job. Like, that extra bit of communication to just, when you hire someone, trust them and communicate with them. You are going to have an easier path in business development than kind of doing all of these things without that level of communication. So I love that. That's such a great piece of advice, not just for the IT, but for running your business in general.
It's business as a whole, right? You don't hire two accountants. You don't hire two attorneys. You want somebody who's really taking care of the area that is their specialty and their expertise to defend and build your practice. That's what we do. That's what
Absolutely.
You do.
Absolutely. I love it. Well, thank you, Brian. This information is certainly going to help anyone who's listening, following along. How can our listeners and viewers get in touch with you to learn more about your company?
Yeah, the simplest way is to go to our website, which is ADV, like advantage, hyphen, or dash, tech, TECH.com, ADV-tech.com. There is all sorts of free resources on there and white papers and just general learning guides. And then you can fill out a form if you want, or call us and have one of our consultants come visit your office, or even have an engineer do a security assessment of your office. We're here to help. This is what we do.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for your time today and all this great information.
And thanks for having me.
My pleasure. To those of you following along, join our Facebook group, Dentistry's Growing with Grace. Follow us on YouTube, Identity Dental Marketing, and I'm here for you for any of your marketing needs. Thank you and have a great day.